Track 10 and more news stories. We're drumming up support for Food Bank. A Tynmouth Food Bank is to benefit from a fundraising music night at Tynmouth Rugby Club on Saturday, March the 8th. Local band Quadrant, whose lineup includes a Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder volunteer, will be providing the soundtrack to the evening. The band, which performs a variety of musical genres, was formed after four friends got together for jamming nights. They have since played gigs for a local hospice and a previous community larder event. Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder hopes to raise over £1,000 from the night. It's not just about raising money, it's about having good fun as well, said Jackie Jackson, one of the founders. Last year, a similar event generated £1,300 for the community larder. Jackie and her husband Roger began delivering food packages during the COVID pandemic after realising there were high levels of need for the service in Tynmouth. The food bank subsequently became a registered charity, Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder, which has around 40 volunteers who buy, pack and distribute weekly food parcels for nearly 200 individuals, including children. Running the Community Larder service costs around £800 a week, and the charity is funded by donations and grants. The generosity at Christmas was amazing and made a lot of difference for many people, said Jackie. Food packs typically contain tinned meals, bread, long-life milk, fresh fruit and vegetables, eggs, rice or pasta and cereals. National charity Fair Share contributes surplus foods from supermarkets for a small fee, and a local grocer, Tibbs, allows Tynmouth Community Larder to buy fruit and vegetables at cost to ensure the packs are healthier. Child poverty rates are relatively high in Tynmouth compared to other towns in the region. In West Tynmouth, 31.5% of children are classified as living in poverty. Tynmouth Community Larder enables its users to self-refer. One of the things our larder users value the most is the belief, trust and dignity that we offer. No one wants to have to use a food bank, and the bump in the road of life that causes it can be long or short. We find that our families and individuals usually turn things around with a bit of help in anything between 2 weeks to 2 years. And we are there to be that little help if food is secure, bills like electricity, gas, water and rent can be paid. The Community Larder music event takes place at 7 p.m. on Saturday, March the 8th at the Tynmouth Rugby Club.
Micro-energy storage is coming. The construction of a micro-energy storage facility has been approved for Bovey Tracy. The 200 kilowatt energy storage system, dubbed a battery box, will be adjoining an electricity substation situated on Newton Road. The Bovey box was approved by Teignmouth District Council on February the 20th. It's not clear when construction will get underway, however it must start within 3 years. Roughly the size of two car park spaces, a battery box imports electricity from the local network when demand for electricity is low before exporting it back to the grid during periods of high demand. AMP Clean Energy says that its boxes provide a low carbon, flexible and decentralised source of electricity.
A new special school will open in September. A new school providing specialist provision for young people with autism will open in Devon this year. Run by the Special Partnership Trust, who already runs several special schools in Devon, Castlebridge School will open in September, Devon County Council has said. Comprising two sites, the school will provide specialist provision for 120 pupils aged between 7 and 16 years, with high-functioning autistic spectrum condition, or ASC, who are unable to access mainstream schools. The main site will be in Ivy Bridge and a smaller hub site in Tavistock, Castlebridge School is designed for pupils who have had a challenging experience in mainstream school and may have developed school or learning avoidance. This will have impacted on their educational progress and self-esteem, and for some pupils also resulted in behaviour that is challenging to others, says Devon County Council. The school will offer smaller class sizes and a tailored curriculum. The first cohort of learners will be educated at Satellite Hub in Tavistock in September 2025. The main site in Ivybridge aims to open during the 2026-2027 academic year. Councillor Lewis Samuel, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Children's SEND Improvement Services, said, "I'm pleased that the funding agreement for a new special school in Devon has been signed. It marks a significant milestone on our journey to meet the growing demand for support for children with special educational needs and disabilities, or SEND, in Devon. Castlebridge will provide children and young people with an autism spectrum condition with a fantastic opportunity to access their learning and development, the confidence, skills and knowledge necessary to progress through school and into adulthood, feeling empowered to be a valued part of their local community."
More gasworks affecting High Week. More gasworks are affecting the High Week area. Wales and West Utilities is upgrading gas pipes in High Week Street area of Newton Abbott. This latest works part of the company's ongoing plans to replace outdated gas pipes and keep gas flowing safely and reliably to homes and businesses. Barring any engineering difficulties, it will complete by the end of June. The Gas Emergency and Pipeline Service has liaised with Devon County Council to plan the work. Phase 1, from March the 3rd to April the 3rd, will see High Week Street closed. There will be three-way traffic lights on the A382 Bradley Land, Halcyon Road and High Week Street. Phase 2, from March the 31st to the end of June, will see a phased road closure along High Week Road, with work planned on Coronation Road during May half term. Wales and West Utilities, Roxanne Whittaker, is managing this work and said, "We know that working in areas like this is not ideal, but it really is essential to make sure we keep the gas flowing to homes and businesses in the area and to make sure the gas network is fit for the future."